Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yesterday kind of sucked when I got home. I had to go outside and assess essentially all the damage. A lot of broken tree limbs, a lot of very sad-looking bushes and trees in my backyard. A few years ago, we planted some really nice ones against our back fence to kind of help block the neighbors. You know, they're supposed to get like 15 feet tall or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we do everything we can to make sure that those stay big and beautiful and blocking. And they were bent over like in half. And I was like, oh, come on.
Because,
no. You know, it takes years and years and years for them to get that big and beautiful. And I had gone out and strapped them up and put netting on them to make sure they didn't, you know, lean over and all that. And as soon as I saw them when I get home, and I was like, oh, crap, those are snapped in half.
Yeah.
But luckily, like you said yesterday, Katie, the tree was just, like, tired and sad.
It's just droopy.
That's crazy. I spent a good 45 minutes to an hour yesterday going out and knocking off all the trees and, you know, moving snow around. I did such a dad move yesterday. You know, because the grass has been so dry.
Uh-huh.
We have had no moisture. So there were spots, like, in my grass that didn't have as much snow as other spots. So I went out and I shoveled some snow from those spots into the drier spots. So once it melts, it gets more water. I was like, you're welcome, grass.
You raked your snow.
I'm such a dad. I was like, this spot's going to need a little more water.
That's so funny.
The other horrible thing that happened is I came home yesterday, too, to four additional children in my house.
Well, you knew that was going to happen.
My son had a couple friends over. My daughter had a couple friends over.
Yeah.
And they had to go play in the snow. They had to go sledding, and then they all had to come back inside, and they all smelled really, really bad.
Oh, yeah.
And especially the boys.
Yeah.
The teenage boys.
Uh-huh.
Like, you could tell as soon as you walked in the door, oh, there's boys here.
Well, because they're, like, damp. So
it
they have
damp.
Their normal teenage boy smell, but damp.
It was damp from snow, which is gross, and damp from boy sweat, which was nasty. And then, of course, like all of them at once, we're hungry.
Oh, you got to feed them.
Oh, my God. Go home and eat. Go home. I think I even whispered that to my wife. I was like, just make them go home. And
make them go. Have snacks at your house.
But then there we were shoving corn dogs in the air fryer.
You know what, though? That's kind of refreshing that they all played outside on a snow day. They
True.
Weren't in their rooms on their tablets completely alone. Like, you know, like I like that the kids went outside and played.
Yeah, it is nice to see them good. Get out there and do that and have a good time. And so the house smelled like sweaty boys and corn dogs.
Yay. Parenthood.
So how was your afternoon? How are you feeling?
I'm okay. It's funny, just back to the tree thing. I came home and there was a big, massive tree that was bent over into like three parking spots in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I just immediately walked up and I was like, so glad I live in an apartment where that's not my job.
You're like, not
Someone
my problem.
Someone else is going to take care of that.
Not
I don't have to deal with that. So it was like that yesterday. And because of that, I just stayed inside. I mean,
did you?
I've kind of got this little like cold sniffly. I don't know if it's because the weather went from 80 to 30. And now we're going to get back up to 80. And I'm very sensitive to those changes anyway. So I went home last night and I had to make myself. I know you make fun of me and say all I do is lay on the couch, but I do things. But yesterday I made myself just chill. I was like, your body needs to recover. Clearly something's happening. So I laid on my couch and watched like 8 episodes of The Circle, and I loved my life. I drank hot tea.
You really had to twist your arm to do that.
Turn the fire on.
Didn't you?
I had to. No.
Katie, you
I
just
really
need
did.
To lay down.
I did. I had
8
I,
hours today, not
I always,
6.
I always tell myself, like, when I am relaxing after work, because we all should do that, I have things I need to do. So, like, if it's 3 o'clock, I'm like, well, by 3:30, you got to do those dishes, girl. Like, that's on you.
It gives you a good 4 hours by the time you get home to lay on the couch.
No, it's not. Like, I really make myself do things. But yesterday, I had to keep reminding myself, no, you're recovering. Your body is in recovery mode. So you just lay on that couch and you drink your hot tea.
Yes.
And that's what I
did. Did you get something up in North Dakota, you think? A little
of
the North Dakota flu or some COVID on the plane on the way back?
Because that's the thing. I don't, like, necessarily feel, like, awful. It's just like all in
stuff.
My head. It's all in my head. It's all like in the throat area and stuff.
Ooh,
so
God. Well, I'm glad you came in.
But I know I think it is just drastically changing weather the way it has been. I mean, it just, you know, puts me through the ringer when that happens. And the last week has been drastic for me going from North Dakota.
Yeah.
Back here.
Pressure changes.
And all of the different weather we've had in Colorado alone has
been
enough for my sinuses to be like, what is happening?
You know? Get yourself a neti pot and
Yeah, that might actually be a good idea.
I'm gonna get a neti pot.
Do that after the show.
You ever watch the infomercial on the neti pot?
Where you just the stream gets me every time. I'm like, wow, it's
the
really
look on her face as she's doing it.
Even she's surprised about that stream.
So much coming out of me right now. Well, you got a lot of show ahead of you, so suck it up, Buttercup.
We got this.
All right. If you need to lay down, go lay over there in the corner, all right?
Yeah, you know what? I may take you up on that.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
All right, let's dive into it. All the big stories of the day. Let's get you in the know. I'm kind of digging this term. It's no secret that concerts are just not selling right now, mostly because, good God, the average ticket price is like $144 now. And a lot of concerts have been having to cancel. We just talked about Post Malone bouncing out at like the first six shows of his tour. Meghan Trainor's having issues. Demi Lovato. The Pussycat Dolls had to bail out of their concert series because nobody was buying tickets. So now the music industry is facing something called Blue Dot Fever going around right now. And what the heck is Blue Dot Fever? Well, it's essentially when you go online to pick your seats, like on Ticketmaster or something, all the seats that are available are little blue dots. So everyone's calling it Blue Dot Fever right now because there's so many empty seats. That's kind of a cutesy little phrase.
Yeah.
For a crumbling industry.
Right? To make it a little positive.
Yeah, that kind of adds a cute spin to it. Is nobody's making money and people are losing their jobs.
Yeah.
But if you hop on and you see all those blue dots, you're in the know now. You can talk to your friends about Blue Dot Fever and how you missed out on the Pussycat Dolls. Okay, listen to this. Disney is officially going back to Hocus Pocus. They have greenlit Hocus Pocus 3.
Good.
With Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy Najimy returning as the Sanderson sisters.
Yes.
First one was fantastic. Second one was straight crap.
Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't as good as the first one, but this is a franchise that needs to keep going.
I think so. I mean, it's a pretty solid group of ladies there. It's a fun premise. But again, the second one was crap. But here's the thing. It shattered streaming records, 2.7 billion minutes viewed during its opening weekend. And Disney Plus says it became the platform's most watched film in 3 days, in like a 3-day opening. Yeah. So it has a proven popularity. Now, here's the thing with the third one. They're like, well, it did so darn good on streaming. We're considering putting it back into the movie theaters for the third installment.
That's cool.
So,
see, because I really liked the second movie, but I think it was because they waited so long between one and two.
Nostalgia factor. It got
me, and I just loved every second of it. So I'm excited for number three.
Master.
Yes.
Okay, so Carrie Underwood, or who my wife affectionately calls whatever, Carrie Underwood and her legs have launched something called High Note. It's a wellness brand targeting women seeking accessible daily health routines through movement, nourishment, and community. That sounds exciting. There's all sorts of like supplements she's coming out with. There's a energy nutrition drink mix with Katie, 20 grams of protein.
Okay.
15 grams of whey. There's collagen in it, fiber, 13 fruits, vegetables, superfoods, greens, vitamin B, and just a pinch of sass.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all the stuff we need, though.
It's coming in berry medley, juicy peach. Yeah, she does. And strawberry lemonade. You can find it on highnote.com.
Like the lady celebrities like to do this. You have Gwyneth Paltrow. You have Jessica Alba, who has her Honest brand.
There you go.
You know, this is a thing. And I think that once you reach a certain age, it's just like, here's my wellness brand.
Yeah. Well, and you start seeing how good they look. You're like, oh, look just like that.
And that's
you should come out with a wellness brand.
Yeah.
Come on. You're a local celebrity.
Sure.
Come out with a brand. What should we call it?
I have no idea.
Katie's Crush.
Thick. Call it
Katie's
thick.
Crush. And I don't know why you got to do all that.
It's thick milkshakes is what you do. Jam
full
of fiber, protein, and fruit melodies. And we'll just call it thick.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. All right, and here's one for Josh. Clifford the Big Red Dog is returning to television with a new animated PBS Kids series premiering in 2027.
Yay! Oh, I'm so excited.
She's right up your alley.
Emily Elizabeth, yes!
Yay!
Focusing on teaching social skills like problem solving, making friends, and community involvement. Everything you need, buddy.
I love
it. So check it out on PBS come 2027.
Can't wait.
Do we have sports stuff?
No, we're just in a limbo right now, waiting for the Avs to play on Saturday. Other than that, everything else is just kind of, we're all just waiting, holding our breath.
Yeah.
Not much
go
going
Avs,
on.
Go
Avs, go. Not much going on.
Local.
Okay, so a gym downtown being sued by an apartment building that resides above it. So Summit Strong is on the second floor, and then three residents from the Bovallen apartments are on the third floor, right? And they're suing the gym because of the excessive grunting being heard throughout the building. This lawsuit reads, and I quote, Summit willingly allows its customers and or its staff to cause and emit unreasonably loud weightlifting related noises without setting reasonable parameters. The banging on the floor with the weights is also a big issue, but how funny. Like, you think they would have thought all this through. Excessive grunting is the reason for a lawsuit downtown right now with some apartment buildings, and I just think that's hilarious.
Sounds like my mother-in-law getting off the couch.
Exactly. Oh. Yes, and if somebody sues her for it, they're laying the groundwork for the next
one.
They
just need to flip it out to a Planet Fitness where that's not allowed.
Well, yeah, and it's funny. Like, obviously, this is something that I feel the building just wanted to make money. It was like, you could totally put a gym in there. Absolutely, pay us rent. That's exactly where it can go. They didn't think about the people around it. Now they're having to deal with it. Who knows what's going to happen with this gym, but it's causing a big stink downtown.
I go to a Planet Fitness. Do you know that they've got like an alarm up on the wall? If you drop your weights or do anything excessive with your weights, the alarm goes off and lights start flashing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure just to call attention to you just so you don't hurt yourself, right? Like, yeah. Okay.
No, because it's a judgment-free zone and they don't want people acting a fool in there, so that's part of it.
Oh.
There's all these TikTok videos of these teenagers going in trying to set off the alarms and stuff by dropping weights and they're just asking. I mean, Planet Fitness is just asking
they
for
really
it at that
They really are.
Point.
I mean, yeah, yeah, exactly.
So I put my weights down gently.
You do
very, very quietly.
Good weightlifter.
And then I go, ugh! Yeah.
But your grunt is loud. This news came out yesterday. Denver could host the Democratic National Convention again. Local and state leaders got together yesterday to brag about the Mile High City and what it has to offer. The slogan is Denver Delivers. And I remember back in 08 when the DNC was here the first time and how crazy it was. I mean, the celebrities in town.
Sure.
Just all
brings
of
in a ton
the,
of money.
It mm-hmm. does. I mean, all of the people who are here just doing their thing.
Too bad that prostitution bill didn't pass.
I
could have been making some major bank.
Could have been making some change.
Those ladies could have been banking.
But there are five finalists, so we are in the running between Boston, Chicago, Philly, Atlanta, and then Denver. And the selection is going to be based on factors like hotel space, transit, and airport access, venues, restaurants and bars, and culture, among other things. So we'll have to see if we get that one. I think it'd be interesting.
What convention you get, it's fantastic for the city as far as money. Bringing that money, money, money.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm all for it.
But Denver's the worst.
Okay, well, kind of the best, though. He's wrong about that.
I wouldn't do it.
So wrong. Denver, go Denver. No, Denver's amazing. Okay. DJ who identifies as a horse is coming to Denver.
What?
So that's exciting.
Wait a minute.
Horse girl. Aptly named, right? She's kicking off her Nature is Healing tour in Denver.
Goes into that? Does she wear a saddle?
Her whole face looks like a horse. Like, her makeup is on point. I don't know if she does it. I don't know if she has it done by somebody professionally.
That is the scariest thing I've ever seen in my
life.
Show
Jeremy real quick. Like, she legit looks like a horse. I don't know how she gets that to look like that.
Okay, is it weird that I'm oddly attracted to her?
Yes, that is weird.
She's very pretty.
She's very pretty.
She's
so
a pretty horse.
She goes by Stella Stallion as well, and she's got seven U.S. shows. The one in L.A. is already sold out, so she's a big deal. I believe she's from Germany. Is that right?
She's from a stable.
But her show is going to be at Real Works in the River North Arts District.
Okay, I'm into it.
Yeah, set for September 18th. Her fans.
Can I get a little cart and she could pull me around in it?
I know. Well, yeah! I think that's the whole theme. Like, even her fans are called Denver Farmies.
I gotta go to this.
It's a whole thing.
I gotta dress up as a rooster or something and go to this.
Yeah, the barnyard animals. Exactly.
What would be my animal?
Maybe you could be a duo. You have to... What farm animal
you could be the cow.
You'd be the cow.
I don't want to be a cow.
The pig?
There you
I don't
want
to be a pig.
Do you want to be the goat?
It needs to be like a unique farm animal.
You want to be a goat? You could be a goat. You could see you. Yeah. That could be your spirit.
I could probably
animal,
be a goat.
I can't get over her smile.
I know. It's so funny. You have to look at pictures of Horse Girl. And again, that show, September 18th.
Does she wear, what is
if
that?
You
want to
get in on it.
A bit? What's the thing they chomp
yeah,
on in their
yeah,
mouth?
Bit. A bit. The chomping yeah. bit? Yeah.
Does she walk around with that?
I don't know. They, like,
how does
all
it, I have questions.
Does
she have a tail?
I know. I'm sure she
how
has a tail.
How does she keep the tail on?
I'm sure she has a tail. She's pretty, you know, adamant about keeping this theme going. So I love it. I thought it was so awesome.
Did she eat out of a bucket?
She might. You'll have to do your own research, Jeremy. But it's awesome because more EDM news was announced at Global Dance Party, that one that was at Red Rocks. It was at Empower Field one year. Now it's going to be at the LVC Festival Grounds right there at the National Western Stock Show Center. So we're going to have Tiesto there, Kygo, Subtronics, going down September 11th. 11th through the 12th. I don't know what you're laughing at.
I am laughing at the text line. Oh. I mean, like, boom, 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 boom. Jeremy can be a donkey. Jeremy's a donkey. Jeremy's an ass. Jeremy's an ass.
You guys
Jeremy's
got
a donkey.
It. Y'all bing, got bing,
bing,
it.
Bing, bing. He always dresses like a donkey.
Thank you, text line.
You
Thank
guys
you.
Nailed it. I'm going to be a donkey.
He really
then I can go around saying, I'm an ass.
The horse's ass. That's what
no,
you are.
No, I'm a donkey. It's an ass.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like that.
He's an ass.
That's what we're going with.
You guys
Jeremy's
nailed it.
Donkey.
I love you all.
Yeah.
You can also all go to hell. How about that, huh?
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
So you were saying something funny off the air, and I was like, man, we got to talk about this because I've never heard about it before. What's going on your algorithm?
Yeah.
Is this Instagram, Facebook?
Well, both,
tiki-talkie?
Actually. Yeah, I'm waking up the last couple mornings, and it's just people saying, here's my Chinese grandmother's morning workout. And I've seen this a lot. I mean, it just even in movies that you see that, you know, have the Asian culture influence, you see every day the older generations there, and they've done it their whole lives. They get out and they do daily exercises together, and they're really good for you. So the things like the lymphatic jumping. Because like the
you're a lymphatic
nodes.
Jumping.
Well, like, but the lymph nodes, like they say that making sure that you're, you know, getting all the crap out of your lymph nodes, it's so important to jumping up and down 50 times.
Is that the medical term?
Well, I'm just trying to, you know,
get the crap out of your lymph nodes.
I'm trying to just
okay.
Like,
so I'm sorry. Continue.
So yeah. So the jumping up and down for your lymph nodes, but also the arm circles. If you've seen them do the arm circles,
I feel like I'm having a seizure.
Exactly.
Right now.
Yeah. And then not only that, but just the, you know, they boost circulation. They maintain mobility and whatnot, but it really is like, so they jump up and down, they do the arm things, and then your back, like,
yeah.
So you take your back and
thrust
stretch it out this
don't
way,
do that,
and then you go forward.
That's like
and
stripper
put your,
moves
put your arms all the way down to the floor. It's
okay.
All about like your body circulation and resetting your body, and it's so much more than stretching, because that's what people, you know, when you look at it, you're like, oh, they're just stretching, getting ready for their day. But it is their belief that this is how people stay healthy. I mean, you look at that culture, and so many of them live to like 100 and beyond.
Sure.
And they say that resetting your body, your nervous system.
Do that
system,
hip thing again.
Yeah, where you go back, like, it's
you
almost like.
You look like you're getting ready to dance on the pole.
Well, it's almost like you're, you know, oh, my back hurts. You know, you got your hands on your back. And then so
that's
you
the
stretch.
Move I do right before I get some ibuprofen. I'm like, oh, I need some ibuprofen.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's kind of what it is. Like, oh, my back hurts. Stretch
now,
it all the way out. And then
you
go all the way forward.
Can you
and
do
you
that,
stretch
while
it that way.
Jumping?
I'm, you know
what if
what?
You combined them?
Why not? Get two birds stoned at once, right?
Like, that's well, you what look like is. You're trying to work out
and
a gas bubble.
Yeah, well, but then that's like they say that this is every day it's going to boost your circulation, promote longevity, the full body tapping too. Like you literally tap your body across all parts of it, and that gets out, again, your lymph nodes and everything. You're getting all the crap out of it, and it's so good for you. And then the torso rotations, moving back and forth like this, it just, again, the mobility as you get older. Anybody who knows, like,
I gotta get you a hula hoop.
If you sit on the couch too long and then
yeah.
you stand up,
yes.
your body's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Hold easy on. Does
exactly.
it, fella.
And so this kind of keeps your body in tip-top shape. It helps with
how hard
women.
Do you tap?
Just very like just enough to like feel it, but you're not hurting yourself. You're just keeping your body.
We come in all bruised.
It's like waking
Can I
it
say
up,
who's
right?
your daddy as I'm smacking myself?
If that makes you feel better,
who's your daddy?
I'm sure it doesn't hurt, right?
Who's your lymph node?
But
who's
no.
your lymph node?
They say that this is so important for people, especially as you get older. And it's really like it's every day is what helps versus the high intensity, right? Like you don't want to do this.
Consistency.
Yeah, you don't want to do this once a week for 2 hours. You want to do it every day
that booty.
For like 20 minutes. But again, the increasing the blood flow, it also helps with your mind, just keeping your mind right.
You have to tap my forehead?
Because, you can. Why not? Like, I'm sure, again, it can't hurt. But they say that, like, back in, you know, ancient civilizations before they had talk therapy, where you literally said all your problems, this was a way of releasing it. You know, another good thing that just the visual of it, when you take a rock from the ground and you yes. pick it up and you give it to the sun.
Oh,
that's
down
a good,
and up.
That's a good one,
down.
Too. Down.
Hey, do it again.
And Jerry. But no, it's like I've been doing it for like 2 days and I can feel just a little bit more mobility in my body.
There's nothing. Yeah. I mean, just general movement is fantastic for your body. You should be trying to move like that every day. It's it's almost like Tai Chi a little bit.
It is. Well, and that's what exactly it is. A lot of Tai Chi. And not only that, but it's the community feel of it. Like a lot of these people go out to a communal place and do this together. And that helps as well. Just the sense of community. Everybody doing the same thing at the
same
time.
Tap each other, or do you just have to tap yourself?
You have to ask first.
That's a different.
You gotta
ask before you tap.
Yo,
that's
you
want to
tap?
You want to tap me? You tap me. I'll tap you. Like, how's this work?
Oh, too much tapping.
If that's what you're gonna do, don't tap people. Don't let people tap you either. But this is something that you can insert into your daily life, and it could help you.
How did this end up on your algorithm?
I don't know. I have no
idea.
You
watch one stretching video.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
And now this is all you're getting.
I'm here for it, though. Anything to make me better? Like, yeah.
Hey, I'm starting to get aches and pains everywhere, so I'm going to start tapping myself every morning.
Yeah.
I might even tap myself twice. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
I'm going to show up so tired.
I'm over tap.
One of the perks of doing this job for so many years is meeting a lot of our incredible listeners and just doing some fun things with people and nice things for people. And on the line is a dude named Adam. Hi, Adam. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. So this morning, Adam, your wife, Jen, right? Your wife is Jen?
Yes.
She texted in this morning and said, good morning, JKJ. It's my husband's birthday. Hold on, I got to play you this.
Yeah.
Yes. Adam's a big fan of the show. His wish would come true if he was able to call in and win something from the station. Now, it sounds like you attempted our March Matchness and you didn't get a win. But then she goes on to say that you would love to play Fast Five today, give you the Ninja Turtles Fast Five. He's ready.
I've been yelling at it. I've been trying to call in. And actually, I was on hold. I think it was last week, but it was the garage win. I was hoping the Ninja Turtles. You did it right before. So.
Oh, you're like, damn it. Oh, I know Ninja Turtles. Know, how old are you turning?
45.
Oh, yeah, so you're right in, like, old-school Ninja Turtle wheelhouse, aren't you?
You know, April O'Neil and Shredder yes.
Well, you know, every time you guys would do that, I would think about Vanilla Ice in the club, you know, doing the dance, the go ninja, go.
Here's what I want to do for you, Adam, since you can't mention, who did you just say, Katie?
Well, no, that's not fair. You didn't tell me that. Like,
you can't mention April O'Neil or Splinter? Is that what you said?
That's not fair.
I'm going to give you a Fast Five, okay, for your birthday. This is like an hour ahead of time. Are you ready?
Yep. So I can't mention Shredder or April O'Neil?
Yeah, whatever Katie just said.
Oh, that's tough. Those were the main ones.
I'll let you. Katie screwed it up. All right, I'm just going to do it anyway. In 10 seconds, give me 5 characters from the Ninja Turtles for your birthday. Are you ready?
And I can't include the turtles, right?
Nah, you can include the turtles. I'm in a good mood. All right, go!
Fantastic. We got Shredder, Splinter, Krang, Bebop, Rock City, Michelangelo, Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael.
Hey! Woo-hoo!
You didn't even need my help.
Guess what? I'm going to give you the winny-win sound.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. So just in honor of your birthday, buddy, we wanted to give you a shout out and say happy birthday to you. Kudos to your wife also for texting in and just giving it a shot to get you on the air this morning.
Hey, I appreciate it, and thanks for the Winnie Win sound for my birthday. And for
you bet, buddy.
Getting me on for a fun game.
I do want to give you something as well, because it is your birthday. And since you're 45, you're going to love this as well, because I'm going to go to this show. But I'm going to give you a couple passes to go see the brand-new Mortal Kombat 2 movie that's coming out. All right?
Nice. Yeah. Excellent. I appreciate it, y'all.
Absolutely. So go enjoy
a
little.
Shout out to my wife. Love you, babe.
Yeah, Jen, we love you. She's a great kisser, too, Adam. So go enjoy a little date night with your wife, and have a great birthday, my man.
Hey, appreciate it, y'all. You have a great day.
You as well.
Thanks, Adam.
Having us on each and every day. Look at that, doing nice things for our listeners. Courtesy of JKJ here at Mix 100. Yeah, it is time to play Fast Five. And in case you missed it, we did a special Fast Five about an hour ago for a dude named Adam. It was his birthday, so we gave him a call and did the Ninja Turtles one with him just for funsies. Because he's like, I know that one!
Someone finally got it.
And he got it, yeah. And we gave him a little birthday present. So we like
Happy
to do
birthday.
Special things for our listeners. But now's the real deal. Now's the time to get her done. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 will get you in the studios for today's Fast Five. All brought to you by our good friends at Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Want to play? 303-691-1649 will get you on the air, get to know you, throw a category your way. And then start a really annoying 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. And that's why we call it Fast Five. Get it? 303-691-1649. Give us some examples, Katie Cat.
Okay, so you've asked for things like five snowboard brands before. Also, five games that you play with playing cards. And yesterday, I know one of the things you asked for was five words that have double meaning. So it's all over the place when it comes to what you asked, Jeremy.
Yeah, you got to think quick. You might get something that you're an expert at, or you might get a stumper. But the key is to call in and play, especially if you've never played before. If you've played like 20 times, maybe chill, bro, and let some newbies on.
Yeah.
Let some other people become famous today. So 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. And the best part is we got a little something-something for our winner.
Yeah, it's a great prize because you're going to be at Belco Theater on Sunday to see the one and only Charlie Puth. Oh, he puts on a great show.
Charlie.
We're hooking you up with a pair of tickets to see him if you can win Fast Five today.
All right. Try to call in. Try to play. Our producer Josh is in the next room working through all these calls. If you get placed on hold, don't hang up. 303-691-1MIX, which translates to 303-691 to the 16 to the 49. And we got a Brit on the line. Hi, Brit.
Hi.
What are you doing today?
Just driving my son to school.
Hey. All right. Give the little buddy a shout out.
Hi, Lincoln.
Hi, Lincoln. I love your logs. Yes. I love your logs. What do you do after you drop Lincoln off, Brit?
Just live the dream.
It's a good attitude.
Just living the dream,
I like
bro.
That.
All right, Brit, you do you. All right, are you ready to play, girlfriend?
Yes.
All right, no cheating and no help from Lincoln, okay?
Okay.
It's a little hard to hear you, too. Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth?
I am.
Yeah, could you get on a regular phone? Because I want to make sure we can hear you.
Yeah,
bro.
Okay, sorry. Okay,
there we go.
Oh, my God. Crystal clear, the voice of an angel. All right, in 10 seconds, give me five cartoon mice. Go.
Cartoon mice. Mice. Oh, my God. This is so hard. I don't even know any of them. Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, you got two.
Jerry.
Oh,
hey,
boy.
There you go.
You
now
got
you're on the
two
right track.
Before the buzzer.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, Brit. Bye-bye.
Bye, Brittany. Bye, Lincoln.
She's got places to be.
Yeah, she's
like,
she's living the dream.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Hey. What are you doing today?
Oh, driving my phone and heading to work.
Well, your phone's cutting out. What are you driving?
Oh, I'm driving my son to school.
There you go. Give him a shout out.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Rye Guy.
What's up, Ryan?
Rye Guy.
Rye Guy. I got a neighbor named Ryan, and I call him Rye Guy. What's up, Rye Guy? It's a fun
nickname.
I'm going
to start doing that now.
You better do it. You better do it. What do you, you said you're going to work too?
Yes.
What do you do?
Unfortunately. I'm a manager at Safeway.
Nice. We love Safeway.
Yes.
Oh my God, Jessica. I use your app so much. So
oh yeah, the Just For You app.
I can't even tell you, Jessica, how much I use that app, and I roll in and you guys bring me out my groceries. It is the greatest, most convenient thing on the planet. So thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
of course.
You.
Yeah.
And if great. You could just wander down to the deli and tell them they do a really good job with the fried chicken, I'd appreciate that too.
Could you bring fried chicken out to my truck?
We just got some hot honey chicken, and it's really good.
You're a hot honey chicken.
I'm going to see you later today, Jessica.
give your Safeway location a shout-out, Jessica.
Yeah, where are you at?
Safeway in Broomfield.
There you go. Go see Jessica, everybody, and get some hot honey chicken.
Yummy.
Yeah, and eat it right there in the store. They don't mind. Just crack it open and start eating it.
All sticky.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, and run down and grab a bottle of Dr. Pepper to wash it down right there in the deli. Jessica said it's no problem. Go for it.
Go right ahead.
All right.
She'll wave at you as the cops are taking you away.
Yeah, they love it. All right. It'll be fun. We love Safeway. Thank you, Jessica. All right. Okay, your letter is M like monkey. Name five things you'd find in like a cosmetic bag that starts with the letter M. Go.
Mascara.
Yep.
Oh, shoot.
Come on.
I have no idea. Mini.
Man, you could have went a few places with the mini.
Mini pieces of fried chicken. Jessica, it was really nice talking to you. Thank you so much for playing and have a great day at Safeway.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, right, Jessica.
Bye. Here is Timmy Tim. Hi, Timmy.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing today, dog?
Just got done getting stuck in the mountains doing the Amazon delivery.
Oh
boy. So you're an Amazon guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet those mountain deliveries make it a little tough, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was stuck.
I took a different route, and then I came up the mountain, and then that route was locked by a gate, and then...
So what, did this take a couple hours out of your day then?
Almost an hour and a half.
Yeah. I gotta ask you.
Locked on the gate just to get out of there.
Do you still get off early for the day, or do you still have to complete all your package deliveries?
That was actually the last package, so.
Oh, that's good.
Phew.
But even that would be frustrating because you're like, I just want to be done.
I know.
And now I'm dealing
with
this.
Yeah, I was just trying to go home.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, somebody's just getting soap delivered to their house or something stupid.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was all for a reason. Maybe you're about to win Fast Five today, Tim.
Or
and
not.
That's why. Maybe. Yeah.
Five places Tim will get his Amazon truck stuck.
Yeah.
I bet you could do it.
Yeah. All right. What do I have for you, my man? All right. You can do any brand, any mascot, but I just need five brand mascots. Go.
Oh, geez. Toucan Sam.
Yep.
Michelin Man.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I know what cereal you like.
I know.
Tim's a Fruit Loops guy.
Yep, always.
It's the best kind of cereal.
Tim, stay off the dirt roads today, buddy. Have a good one.
Will do. You too.
Later, bye, Tim. Gear.
All right, who we got? Who do we got? Who we got? Who we got? Rachel.
Hello.
I love the note on the screen that just says, Rachel is enjoying a beautiful day today.
Yay, Rachel.
It's gorgeous out.
Is it?
So lucky to live here. We're so lucky to live here.
I'm going
to
tell you, it's going to be like 70 today and then near 90s next week. So this snow is going to be gonzo, girlfriend.
Thank goodness.
Gonzo.
Might be right back. Okay. Might be right back. You never know.
You never know.
I know. We do you live in Colorado. Know.
You have anything else going on today? A hobby or anything?
I'll just, trying to stay happy,
Just trying to stay happy.
I like that.
How do you try to stay happy, Rachel?
I don't really try too hard. I just decide. It's a decision.
You just ooze happiness. You're just a happy person no matter what.
Thank you, Rachel.
But I don't really have to try. It's just too much energy to be anything else.
It's just you.
This is who you are.
Patricia.
I'm going to tell you right now, your friends are annoyed by you because
you're just
called. A lot of people like don't that. Like it.
Yeah, I know they don't. They're like, Rachel is so happy all the time.
I bet you a lot of your
La La Land.
Yeah. I bet you a lot of your friends see you come in and they just see the spark you bring and like, the joy.
Is Rachel
on
drugs?
You've got a few friends like Jeremy probably, but the majority of them love you. I can guarantee
you. Do your friends
Rachel.
Ask you if you're on drugs, Rachel?
I mean,
I knew it.
I could ask you the same thing.
Thank you.
You never know.
Exactly.
As of right now, just a couple ibuprofens, Rachel, because my finger hurts, actually.
Your finger hurts.
True story, too. My finger's all swollen up. It's nasty looking.
All right, what happened to your finger?
I'm not going to tell you. You'll never know now.
So many things.
It was an extreme nose-picking incident, Rachel.
I'm going to have nightmares about it.
Yeah, I was picking my nose and I fell down the stairs and I jammed it.
Oh, owie.
Ah! Right in my nostril.
You would do that.
I know. It's a Jeremy thing to do.
You're a giggle
bug.
Got
a hilarious visual off that.
I know, right? My finger's stuck in my nose, Rachel.
Clunk, right at the end of the, right at the bottom of the stairs.
Clunk. I love that.
At least it was my nose and not somewhere else. Right, Rachel?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I mean, it depends.
I feel like that's what you're scratching as you go down the stairs.
Oh, that's enough. That's enough. No, I'm just kidding.
You want to play?
Wait, I would love to play.
All right, what do I got for you? Any five cities or towns in Nebraska? Go.
Lincoln, Big Springs, Ogallala, Llewellyn, North Platte, and Ogallala.
You said the Ogallala.
And Lincoln.
You said Ogallala twice, but she still got five.
Did she get five?
Okay, Ogallala.
Were you keeping track?
Yes.
Your phone sucks too, Rachel. I think you got it.
I
don't even
know.
You
got it. Yeah.
Like, the only thing I thought about during that entire Fast Five was you with your finger in your rear end walking down the stairs.
I fell up the stairs and my finger fell on it and then broke it.
Your finger's right in your Ogallala.
Tripped, fell, and landed on you.
Katie says you won, so you won today.
Yeah,
whatever.
You did.
I don't even care.
Come on, Rachel.
Woo!
It's my lucky day.
Rachel with that.
I was on a scratch ticket yesterday, too.
Hey!
All right.
2 days in a row.
Wow, look at you. Wow, you're a winning machine, Rachel. All right, I'm going to let you go.
Really gonna hit me now.
Oh, my God. I'm going to let you go calm down, okay?
All right,
go drink some water or something, for goodness sakes.
Go drink some water.
Stay happy, Rachel. Don't you
flush out
to
whatever
him.
You got in your system.
Let Let your light shine, girl. Don't you let him get to you. Have a great day, Rachel.
Rachel and I are best friends forever.
We go way back.
We do go way back, I guess. Rachel, all right, I'm putting you on hold because you're giggling too much. I'm going to have you talk to Josh. He's going to tell you all about that prize, and we'll play again tomorrow morning. Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Katie, are we about to lube things up?
Yeah, well, we have a story about yesterday with all the schools being closed and everything, right? So we have a local traffic reporter. You may know him from Denver 7, Jason Luber. He tweeted something that I was just like, why would you do that? He said, and I quote, "By the way, I am stunned that schools are closed. I could have seen them call for a delayed start, but closed conditions don't warrant that at all." So he tweeted that yesterday after the whole snow debacle. And of course, every school around the metro essentially closed. But here's the thing is the day before, the news stations made such a big deal about this impending storm. Of course, they canceled schools like, oh, the powers are going to be out. Trees are going
to
be down.
8 to 10 inches.
Exactly. The biggest storm this part has ever seen or seen since 2003. Like, they made it a big deal. So I feel like
they kind of did, didn't they?
They did. So I feel people were just responding to what the news station said. So for him, I feel like it was he was trying to get people riled up. But I appreciate that schools took it seriously and they closed because on top of just the safety issues as a parent. And I was a single mom for many, many years. It's really hard to figure out what to do with your kid when they cancel the morning of. Like, what are you going to do? Take a PTO day? In my line of work, that's really hard to do. So I appreciate that they took things into consideration the night before and they made the appropriate decisions then. So I just feel like, you know, parents would absolutely appreciate that they closed schools the night before. But what do you think? As a parent, what did you feel in
that
situation?
Well, it would have been easier to juggle things if they had just gone to school and you went to work. That would have been the easiest.
Well, yeah, but again, in response to the news station saying it was going to be.
There was
the
also
big
a lot
storm.
Of talk, though, about, you know, there was going to be 12 inches, but more than half of it was going to melt. Like, if you followed along and really listened to the forecast, they said a majority, yes, we'll get 10 inches, but 5 of it is going to be gone immediately. It's just going to turn to liquid and it's not going to be that bad. And it is a spring storm where it's just generally slush and not like the winter storms that stick and the roads are really bad and all that. So I kind of get it. Like, if you've lived here for a long time and you saw what went on with the snowstorm as I was driving in on 470 that morning on wet pavement and my kids had gotten the call that school was going to be closed, I was kind of like, what the frick, man? What the frick?
Now,
I did hear another forecaster saying that part of the reason that they did close schools is because schools actually bank these days.
Yeah.
They have built-in snow days, and they hadn't used any of them, so they're like, eh, why the heck not? Let's just use one because we've got it. It's banked. Let's just burn one. So that could have been one of the main reasons. I don't know. I'm not involved in that behind-the-scenes aspect. But to me, it just felt like, eh, we've got them. We might as well use them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, and again, I think that the fact that they made such a big deal about it, because even with the stuff melting, they were saying things like cement-like and power outages across metro areas. The words they were using
impending, like
were
dark.
Very dark and gloomy.
Yeah.
And so, again, I think that for them to then come out, and that's the thing, too, is they were like, this is going to be the biggest, like, it could beat that 2003 storm. And then when it didn't, they were like, well, it's the closest thing to that 2003 storm we've seen since. Like, they were just trying to really backtrack on their words they had. And I get that that's a thing for people here, right? Like, the meteorologists.
Come on, Jason Luber.
Well, it's hard to tell the weather here because it is so unpredictable. But the fact that they scared the entire metro area about this storm and then the schools canceled because, of course, they did. They're going to close. And then they called them out for closing. I'm like, well, that's not fair. I am appreciative of the fact that they closed the schools.
It is a little unsettling. When they do it like the night before at 6 o'clock or whatever it was, whenever we got the call. Because to me, it does feel like that maybe needs to be a call that somebody makes at like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. I do feel that because I feel like there's been a couple days where we've had snow days and like the sun's out and the roads are fine. And I'm like, really?
And you're thinking from your perspective, which is a two-parent household, right? Like, a one-parent household, they need that information the day before. If you're going to have to figure out what your kids
two
need
parents
to do
with
that
two,
day.
We got two working parents in the house. So
well,
yeah,
I know,
we,
but
we
I'm just saying,
well.
Like, you have to think of everybody's situation, not just your own, you know? And so that's where, again, I do appreciate the fact that they canceled it the night before. Give people some time to prepare.
But you're thinking of your situation, not everybody else, Katie.
Yeah. I'm thinking of everybody else's situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is why I'm a Dave Frazier guy. Yeah, I think feel like Dave Frazier's pretty well, accurate. I don't listen to Luby.
Jason Luber's the traffic guy.
Yeah,
he's
what does Jason
guy.
Luby know?
So he was just saying for the road stuff, but again.
Although he's
just
the road expert, so I guess he could be like, hey, school buses would have been just fine.
You know what?
The thing you got to take into consideration, too, is all the kids standing at the bus stops and stuff, too.
Yes.
I mean, and the bus is trying to travel and all of it, so. I get it. Err on the side of caution.
When the power outages.
Whatever.
Like the downed trees. Like there were so many things that were more than
children
just
could have been
the
crushed.
Roads.
They could. Yeah. Okay.
There were thousands without power. There were so many people without power yesterday. So that's where, again, canceling the schools, I think it was the right call.
Guess what, everybody? It's going to be 70 degrees today.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Idiot and wife. Idiot.
If you've listened to me for a long time on this here morning radio show, I have a lot of issues with my wife. We get into it over various nonsense. And we like to bring some of those dilemmas to the air, and we call it Idiot and Wife. This time around, it has to do with a dog bed. Here's what's going on in my house. About 6 months ago, we picked up a really nice dog bed for our little Goldie Fawn. It was a really, really nice bed. I'm talking like a $120 dog bed, you guys.
Sheesh.
Now, the thing is the dog hates the bed. She will not sleep in the bed. There's something about it. She absolutely hates it. So we tossed it down into the basement. And there it has been sitting for the past 6 months. Well, I came across it a couple days ago. I brought it upstairs, and I was like, we got to try to return this thing. The problem is the place that we purchased it from has a very strict 90-day return policy. And we took the tags and everything off of it, too. So that doesn't help.
Yeah.
So no tags and incredibly strict 90-day return policy. But you guys, I want my $120 back for this dog bed that's just going to sit there and do nothing.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to do. I threw it in the car. I'm going to go back to this store today after the show. I'm going to go in. I'm going to put it on the counter. And I'm going to tell them, sadly, we purchased this about 6 months ago. And right after, the dog died.
Oh.
I'm into this.
I'm going to tell them
wait.
That our dog died and I have no use for the dog bed. Please take it back.
That's brilliant.
Please. No, now, your dog didn't die, though.
Dog's fine, you guys. Goldie Fawn is fine. Now, Nick Nack is saying, oh, hell no, you can't do this.
You can't do
just
that.
Just go in, act normal, tell them the situation, be honest. She's like, they're going to take it back. It'll be fine. And she's like, if they don't, ask for a manager. Explain to a manager. If the manager doesn't like the situation, she's like, just ask for a number for corporate.
Yeah.
And then we'll call corporate and jump through multiple hoops to try to get this goofy dog bed returned.
Well, because it's kind of your fault. You had 90 days to do it, and you didn't.
Yeah,
so
but
now
life
you have
gets
to...
busy.
It
does. I've been finishing the basement. We got kids things going on every day of the week.
Yeah.
Nick Nack could have gone out there and returned it.
She
don't put this on me.
Well, I'm just saying you didn't, so now you have to jump through some hoops to make it happen.
So I think the hoop that needs to be jumped through is make it easy. Go into the store today and just say, hey, I got this, but... The dog died right after, and I need to return this.
I think it's a bad idea.
Nick Nack is saying, don't do it. It's a bad idea. It's bad karma. Whose side are you on? That is the question today for Idiot and Wife.
Idiot and Wife. Idiot and Wife. He's an idiot, and she's his wife. Idiot and Wife.
Here we go. I got a $120 dog bed sitting at home. The dog hates it. It's never been used. I want to return it, but the store we got it at has an incredibly strict return policy. Tags are off. It's about 6 months ago we bought it. I want my $120 back, so I told Nick Nack I'm going to go into the store today with the dog bed and say, we got this, but sadly the dog died. I'm going to go for the sympathy vote and see if I can get my $120 back. She says, oh, God, no, don't do that. Don't put that out into the universe. That's a horrible idea. But come on, $120 is $120. What do you guys think? 303-691-1649. Hi, Lisa.
Hey.
Hey, girl. So what do you think? Should I go get my $120 back?
First, I think that is, like, the last thing I expected you to say.
What?
Is, don't put that karma on the dog.
Yeah.
The dog's like, fine.
You say that, and then you try to return it, and then something might happen. But why not just put it on Marketplace?
I don't think I'll get my 100. I won't get the 120 back, though.
Maybe you miss out on $20.
Yeah, maybe you eat a little bit of that.
I don't know. I want the 120. Gas is expensive right now, Lisa.
Maybe you get 100 out of it.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, I bought my daughter, or actually, she got it for her birthday, a $120 human dog bed. So maybe your kids might like it.
There you go.
Just let my kids lay in it. I will say it's too small for the children, but that's funny. And side note, I've seen those human dog beds. And damn, I want one, Lisa. Those look really comfortable.
They are pretty cushy.
So I guess I'm not putting you on Team Idiot. I'm putting you on Team Wife, huh?
Yes.
All right, we got your vote, Lisa. Thank you for calling in. Jose!
What's up?
My $120 is up. That's what's up. Should I go get it?
Guess what? You're going to lose it because lying isn't right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just kind of fudging a little bit.
No, it's a big lie.
I mean, the dog will eventually die.
It'll eventually die, but you're going to get karma if you lie to the store. So might as well just go say the truth. Nothing's going to happen. The worst that can happen, you know what? The tags are off. We can't return it, but you're going to get store credit. How about that?
I don't want store credit. I want my $120. I'm going to go get steaks.
Well, guess what? You shouldn't have bought the dog bag from the beginning.
I know, right?
Well, the problem is, Jose, is you can't bring the dog into the store, you know, to, like, test it out, like a test drive. You get what you get, and you go home, and the dog hated it, you know?
Well, guess what? You get what you get, and you tell the truth, buddy.
Yeah. Damn it.
All right, so I'm putting you on Team Wife, Jose, the voice of reason.
Right on.
All right, buddy.
Right on.
I appreciate you, man. Have a great day.
You as well.
All right, what are we at on time? I could probably squeeze a couple more in. 303-691-1649 if you want to sound off. Yvonne.
Or Yvonne.
Yvonne, Yvonne, Vivon, Yuan.
Yvonne.
What is it?
Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne.
Yvonne with a Y.
Okay. Why are you calling? Whose side are you on?
I'm not his.
Yeah. You're not on the idiot side?
No.
Oh, man, no. I'm getting screwed here today. Why?
No, it's not going to happen. Sorry. If you would have taken the time to take the bid back in time, I mean, you took the time to buy it, so you should take the time to return it.
Good point.
Yeah, but people get busy. You know how it is. That's real life. People get busy, then they don't return things.
Yeah, but you weren't busy enough to buy it.
Yes.
I say put it on either Marketplace or Nextdoor. You're not going to get your $120 for it, but you know your neighbor might use it. Your neighbor might buy it from you.
Yeah, we'll say it was like an impulse buy. We were already out running errands and stuff, and it was like, yeah, we might as well scoop this up. So we definitely had the time. All right, so you're on wife. Man, I'm getting slaughtered today. You're on wife's side?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, leave the dog out of it.
Yes.
That dumb dog is causing the trouble. She wouldn't sleep in the dumb bed. It's all the dog's fault. Are you kidding me?
I feel really bad for your dog, actually.
It's all right. You're funny. I hate my dog. All right, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling. I hate my dog.
Have a good day.
All right, see you later. I want to keep going with this. I don't even care. I need a vote.
I don't think you're going to find
someone. Because I think
someone.
This is a brilliant idea,
no,
Dee. It's
no.
A good idea. Dee.
Oh, did you call me? Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I was expecting you to say Dee's Nuts because you always say that when I'm on the line.
Dee's
exactly.
Nuts. What do you think I should
there
do?
There you go. Okay, so you get a half point vote.
Yes.
Okay? So this is what you do.
Okay.
You don't say that your dog died. That's very wrong,
okay.
Jeremy.
All right.
Okay. So you tell them
ran
that
away?
You got it as a gift.
Okay.
And you don't have a receipt and get store credit and then go and get a gift card with that store credit.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to name the store. I don't want $120 worth of store credit to this store. I don't think I'm going to buy
it. Yeah, but you can buy a gift card at that store. Most stores have gift cards.
Oh,
like to somewhere else?
Like a Visa gift card?
It's not that type of store. They don't have like a rack of gift cards.
Oh, that was
I'm
great.
I'm trying to figure out some kind of gift card that you could use.
There's got to be something.
No.
Right?
Can I just say that the dog ran away?
that's still wrong.
All right. You're on Team Wife?
Well, I gave you half a point.
Okay, so 0.5 to me, 0.5 to Nick Nack. So it's a 3.5 to a half right now.
There you go.
D's Nuts, have a great day.
You too, mate.
Right. All right, I'm going to squeeze in one more. I don't even care. This is real life. Hi, Jessica. Hey, girl. All right, so should I go in and get my $120 back and tell them the dog died?
Oh, I think you should donate it to the Humane Society or another organization that helps animals, and then maybe get, like, a tax receipt.
There you go.
No, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. That's
you
a good idea.
Get credit.
That's like, that's a good thing to do, but I'm not going to do that. I want my $120 back.
It's awful.
It's a really nice bed.
So bad.
I'd rather go take the $120 and buy like 5 cheaper beds and then go donate them. I want my $120 back, Jessica.
At the expense
of
the dog.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
The dog will never
know.
Let me ask you, can I just say the dog ran away or the dog got sick or we got rid of the dog?
You know,
does anything work here?
You can say whatever you want to the Humane Society when you donate it.
Do you work for the Humane Society? I knew it.
All right, good luck.
All right, Jess, have a good day. Well, that is all the time we have for it. And I'm going to tell you right now, Nick Nack blew me out of the water with this one. 4.5 for wife, 0.5 for idiot today. Thank you so much for all your calls and comments. And I'll give you an update later on what goes on with the dog bed. But Appreciate you all sounding off for what?
Idiot and wife. Idiot and wife. He's an idiot and she's his wife. Idiot and wife. Idiot and wife. He's an idiot and she's his wife.
All right, let's get you updated on all the big stories floating around this morning. Special shout out to the University of Colorado Boulder. They handed out a buttload of degrees. Yeah, that's the quote, a buttload of degrees. They were doing the commencement ceremony last Saturday. Here's what they handed out. 10,613 degrees.
Wow.
Was it just anybody? Like, you know, John Q. Smith.
Owen Wilson?
Anybody.
That's a lot.
Wow.
I mean.
Yeah. So they did 7,980 undergraduate degrees, 1,763 master's degrees, 481 doctors, and 193 law degrees. Oh, and 196 MBAs. Okay. Good God.
Go Buffs.
Wow. That is a lot of learning going on right there. And a lot of debt.
Yeah.
Oh, so much debt.
And how many of those people got jobs?
1,000.
Yeah,
how,
right.
How many of those classes could you have taken with AI?
But congratulations to the class of 2026.
Well done.
You got to move that tassel.
Yay.
Wow. Wow. All right, here is Chipotle making the news this morning. They have been one of those places that is being accused of shrinkflation with customers. Complaining about paying more for less. And I feel like we've all been in there, standing in that line, mouth breathing as they scoop in the rice, right? And you're like, oh, I wish there was just a little more rice in there.
Mm-hmm.
Could you add a little more chicken? Well, only two beans? I'd like four beans, please. Well, the CEO of Chipotle is coming out and saying, all you have to do is ask a team member for more.
I don't think that's going to happen, but this is something that has happened before. Like, you remember a few years back when Chipotle was being, you know, accused of not filling up their burritos and bowls like they used to. So folks were recording them doing it. That was the trend, is you'd go into Chipotle and you'd record the worker to make sure that they gave you the proper amount. And it's like, yeah, I would just appreciate if the CEO of the company told his workers, we want those bowls and burritos big. I shouldn't have to ask. Like, you should just serve me big bowls, right?
I like big bowls. Serve, and I cannot lie.
Yes, sir.
Big burrito, sir. It's not, though.
Yeah, generally it's a good size, and I've never had an issue where I'm just like, hey, throw a little more, you know, whatever on there, and they're just generally like, yeah, you got it. So
really?
I've never had a problem.
Except for the guac. They
the
go,
guac
that's extra.
The guac is extra.
Yes.
And the meat.
Yeah.
Like, both of them. They have to charge
oh,
you
I've
extra
never done
for
that.
The meat.
I've always said, hey, throw a little more chicken on there. And
oh, yeah,
like,
they usually
okay,
no,
yes,
no.
Sir.
I've always been told they have to charge you double meat for that. So.
Well, if you say double meat.
Yeah, but no, when you ask for more, it's
oh,
like,
really?
I'm going to have to charge you double. So
and then you
hopefully,
just punch them, and then they'll,
yeah,
no questions
right?
asked.
Please stop punching me, ma'am. yeah, I've never had an issue, but I like Chipotle anyway. So.
I do too.
Qdoba's better.
But I'm such a white boy. I call it Chipotle generally.
Oh,
let's
no.
go to Chipotle. Oh, Jerry, you're so white. All right, so Disney has officially greenlit Hocus Pocus 3 with Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy and Jimmy.
Yay.
Returning as the Sanderson sisters. The threequel is entering early development right now, and they're saying it's all because of the massive success of the horrible Hocus Pocus 2 that was out on Disney Plus. Part of the deal is it was streamed like almost 3 billion minutes, and they had its biggest first 3 days ever on Disney Plus. So Disney's like, oh, we can make some more money off these Sanderson sisters. Here's the thing this time around, though. They're talking about doing a theatrical release. So they want to get it into theaters, not just streaming, because it was such a hit on streaming, I guess. I saw it. I didn't care for it.
I loved that second movie so much.
It just didn't live up to that first one for me.
Well, no, not most movies don't live up to the first one, but we waited so long for the second one.
Like 20 plus years, right?
Exactly. That's why it landed so, you know, well for me, is I was just like, I didn't know how much I needed the Sanderson
sisters. You haven't seen Terminator 2.
Back in my life. So, yeah, I was excited for that. So I'm excited for number 3.
Although I will say Empire Strikes Back sucked compared to Star Wars.
Are you joking me
and
right now?
Jedi was way better than the first two.
Empire
That's a good threequel.
I've never seen Josh want to fight so bad.
Empire Strikes Back is like notoriously one of the best Star Wars created ever.
And it ended, the end of it sucks, too.
Return of the Jedi was good.
Return of the Jedi is way better.
It's really good.
And Terminator 2, way better than
That's Judgment Day, right? Yeah. Terminator 2 was fantastic.
And Police Academy 2 was really good, too. All right, listen to this. Carrie Underwood. Oh, Carrie Underwood and her legs. She has launched something called High Note, a wellness brand targeting women seeking accessible daily health routines through movement, nourishment, and community. My wife calls Carrie Underwood whatever. but she might like some of her products. This Everyday Energy Daily Nutrition Drink Mix, far too long of a name, contains 20 grams of protein. There's some whey in it. There's collagen, fiber, 13 fruits and vegetables, superfoods, greens, vitamin B, and no added sugar or caffeine. Is that something you'd put in your body?
Yeah. Yeah, the protein. I'm looking for protein everywhere I turn. Like,
screw the 13 fruits and vegetables. Yeah, give me that protein.
Protein. I need to hit those marks.
Well, if it makes you look like Carrie Underwood.
Exactly.
I might take a chug of it.
Well, and that's a lot of what these women wellness brands are. It's like, you know, normal women look up to these celebrity women who look amazing. You have Gwyneth Paltrow. You have Jessica Alba. And now you have Carrie Underwood. Of course you want to look like that. And if this 13 fruits and vegetables juice thing
made you
look like that, get me some.
Collagen and fiber as well. You're going to be pooping your brains out.
That's exactly what I need.
But you're going to have a drop of Carrie Underwood's blood is in it, actually, here at the bottom.
Oh, goodness.
I'm seeing.
That's how you get her legs.
That's how you
I'm
get
here
those
for
legs.
It.
Whatever. All right. Local stuff, Katie.
Okay. Yeah. The gym downtown. This is hilarious because it's being sued by an apartment building that resides above it. So Summit Strong is the gym. They're on the second floor of this big building downtown. And then the apartments upstairs are the Bovallen apartments on the third floor. So three residents there are suing the gym because of the excessive grunting being heard throughout the building. The lawsuit reads, and I quote, "Summit willingly allows its customers and or its staff to cause and emit unreasonably loud weightlifting-related noises without setting reasonable parameters." So they are suing the gym because of grunting. The banging on the floor, the weights, is also a big issue. I can imagine, like, that has to be loud. But to me, it just says that that building put that gym in there without any consideration for the people who live there. It's all about making money,
so
right?
So were the people already there?
Yeah. Yeah, they put the gym in after the people were there, and so they're kind of upset about it. So there's this lawsuit, and again, it's just being filed, so we don't know where it's going as of now, but they're being sued, so that's where we're at with that one. We've also got this news that broke yesterday about Denver hosting the Democratic National Convention again, possibly. Local and state leaders got together to brag about the Mile High City and what it has to offer. So there are five finalists in this: Boston, Chicago, Philly, Atlanta, and us here in the Mile High City. So they're going to base it on factors including hotel space, transit, airport access, venues, restaurants, bars, and culture, among other things. But being as we've already had the DNC here back in 2008, I can see this moving forward. I'd be excited for it.
It's a moneymaker for the city,
exactly,
for sure.
And either political affiliation, the national conventions associated with them are always good to have in your
brings
city.
Money,
I mean,
in.
It brings a lot of people, a lot of money, and a lot of eyes on Denver. So I'm all here for it. And then a DJ who identifies as a horse is coming to the Mile High City. Horse Girl, aptly named. She's kicking off her Nature is Healing tour right here in Denver. She also goes by Stella Stallion, and she has 7 U.S. shows. The one in L.A. is already sold out, so she's a really big deal. But again, she is starting the U.S. leg of her tour right here in Denver, so it's a very big deal. It's going to be at Real Works in the River North Arts District for September 18th. And even her fans are called Denver Farmies, so it's a big deal. Like, we're excited to see Horse Girl come and perform here.
I saw a picture of her. She's actually kind of cute.
Well, it's funny that she's able to make up her face like that. Like, it's got to be
like a horse.
The mixture of makeup, and she has like a mask on that moves with her face. It is wild to go look at these videos.
She eats out of big buckets and she eats oats.
Yeah, well, she really stays in character. Like, Josh and I were watching videos of her.
She literally says she's from a farm.
Yeah, she's like,
you should see how she keeps her tail in.
Yes. It's like, well, it's like she was born in a stable is her whole story. Yep. Like, she stays in character.
She never, ever leaves it.
The entire time. And you have to go just look at a picture of this lady because it'll take you excuse so I could be like, where's the mask?
You could
like,
ride her to work, put a saddle on her.
I mean, she probably wouldn't like that, but, you know, I mean, she's big and famous. She's not taking people to work. She's putting on EDM shows. Yeah. But more EDM news in that regard, because the Global Dance Party was also announced, and that's a big deal. It's going to be at the National Western Complex this year. But Tiesto, Kygo, Subtronics, all part of the acts, and that is going down September 11th and 12th. And that was previously at not only Empower Field at Mile High, but Red Rock. So it's a really big EDM dance party that comes to town. So again, this year, National Western Complex is where it's taking place. So there you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Wow, would you look at that? I just hit the little button here on the screen that says PMI for this dorky little music here. It's three stories to send you on your way today. It's a positive, a minus, and something interesting. We call it PMI with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. Who's got the P today?
I do, and a woman in Arizona reported that she was attacked by a bobcat over the weekend.
Oh, no.
And that it happened twice. Initially, she thought it was just a coyote, so she kind of brushed it off. That is when the bobcat jumped on a fence and then jumped on her and started scratching her and trying to attack her. And right when that happened, her beautiful German shepherd named Moses sprinted into action and actually snapped the bobcat's neck.
Yes!
Ended up killing it. And this was a bobcat attack in the same neighborhood that took place over 4 days. So it happened four other times, and they're assuming it's the same bobcat. They're not 100% sure. But this one was killed by Moses, the German shepherd. And then they did testing, and this bobcat had rabies.
I bet, if it's attacking people.
It's really good that this dog protected the bobcat and saved both itself and the woman. The woman remained anonymous, so I don't know her name, but scary situation there. That ended up being a really good situation and a protective German shepherd. Again, who's named Moses? I love that name.
And Moses is okay?
Moses is okay. Moses is totally fine. It killed the bobcat before it had any chance of doing anything to the dog. And bobcats are generally a little bit smaller than German shepherds.
Okay. I could probably fight a bobcat.
You can't.
You probably
can. No,
I could fight
you
a bobcat.
Can't.
I'm
going to
back
Jeremy
on
that.
This one.
Yeah, bobcats are easy.
You guys say that all the time.
Did you see
I've
the
actually
video?
Seen a bobcat, came up on a bobcat, and they're a little bigger than I think in person you think. So. I don't think he's bigger than a house cat.
You give him a good
They're way bigger than a house cat. Are you kidding me?
Like a cougar? I wouldn't mess with a cougar.
No.
But a bobcat is still the size of
like a Maine Coon.
It's still the size of like a
cougars
herding dog,
in the wild,
right?
Or cougars at Shanahan's. I wouldn't mess with either one of them.
I might mess bobcat, with those cougars.
Yeah. The bobcat, I don't
easy.
Think you do.
You just lay on it, right?
You guys have said that before.
I hate to say it. I think you'd be fine.
Can we get a bobcat into the studio that we can fight?
I don't think
Do we know anybody?
I do not want to be here when that happens. So if you could give me a heads up, like I know I can't fight a bobcat,
no,
but you guys
I
can try.
The bobcat
Go
would
ahead.
Beat you.
Go ahead.
Did you see the video of the rabid beaver?
No.
Yes, it attacked that kid.
The beaver was attacking the family. That guy picked up that beaver and just threw it.
Yeeted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could beat a beaver. I've beaten a few beavers.
Yeah. Joshua.
I did not.
Okay.
I meant,
let's talk about the minus. It has us down in Kenya today with a baby hippo. So its mother died defending her baby in a territorial brawl. I know. And that's a minus for sure. But
where was Moses?
So rescuers actually found this baby hippo clinging to its mama's body in a lake. But it does get better. We're going to bring this minus up a little bit because they moved her to a new habitat and the rescue mission will give you all the feels. There are pictures of this little baby hippo cuddling her rescuers. Like the rescuer took his mattress and put it on the ground so the little baby hippo could come and cuddle with them. And it's got its little hippo foot up on the rescuer's chest. Like he is just embracing it. And they're making their way around social media because this hippo is following this rescuer around as well. I think it thinks it's his mama. But it is absolutely adorable. And guess what they decided to name this little baby hippo? His name is Bumpy. Oh my God, I love him.
Little Bumpy the hippo.
I love him.
Bumpy.
So he's doing well. He's acclimating to his new surroundings. And he has his new mama, aka handler, with him. So yeah, Bumpy, we're hoping for good things for Bumpy.
Thoughts and prayers.
There you
to
go.
Bumpy.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers. T's and P's to Bumpy.
All right, well, I'm going to change the music for mine because I'm going to take you back to the mid 1950s, you guys. There's a great post that's going viral right now with a bunch of teen slang words from about 1954, 1955. And I want you guys to try to work these into your vocab today. How about Cool Jonah. That was slang for a well-dressed kid. Man, you're looking like a cool Jonah today. George meant money. I've never heard that one before. I got a wallet full of George.
One? Like George Washington?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got some George with you.
Now it's Benjamin's, right?
Yeah.
spooning your scarf.
Wait, hold on. Okay, let me think.
What?
Hey, gal, would you like to go spoon your scarf?
I don't know. You're wearing like a nice scarf today?
No, I meant you're eating food for some reason. Yeah.
Why?
It was a different time, you guys. double bubble.
Is like the gum?
Check out the double bubble.
Yeah.
It means it's a cute girl. Oh. I want to start using that one. I'm going to call my wife a double bubble.
I get that.
What's up, double bubble?
Okay.
Why don't you back that double bubble up, girl? a bad dad from Baghdad was a guy who thinks he's tough. He's a real tough guy. He's a real bad dad from Baghdad.
Oh.
Yeah. Throwing Georges around. A fluky is a jerk. If you're at the movies, a heckle fun is somebody making noise at a movie. And a flip-lip. This is me, a person who makes wisecracks. What are you, a flip-lip? Double bubble?
I've never heard of any of these.
I know, they're fantastic.
None of them.
And the one that people still use today, it's at the very bottom of the list, is square. You're such a square. Okay. I've heard that one from time to time.
Yeah.
But I think I'm definitely going to work in flip-lip and double bubble today.
Double bubble's got to be. It's got to be a part of the vernacular from now on.
Come here, girl. Show me that double bubble. There you go, guys. There's your PMI today with Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Mix 100.